The Ronin's Mistress by Laura Jo Roland. Narrated by Bernadette Dunn. Dedication. To my husband Marty, after 30 years of marriage, you've earned another dedication. Edo, month 12, Genroku, year 15. Tokyo, February 1703. Prologue. Snow sifted from the night sky over Edo. The wind howled, whipping the snow into torn veils, piling drifts against the shuttered buildings. Flakes gleamed in white halos around lamps at the gates at every intersection. Time was suspended, the city frozen in a dream of winter. A band of 47 samurai marched through the deserted streets east of the Sumida River. They wore heavy padded cloaks and trousers, their faces shaded by wicker hats and muffled in scarves. Their boots crunched in the snow as they leaned into the wind. Each wore two swords at his waist. Some carried bows and slings of arrows over their shoulders. Others clutched spears in gloved hands. The men at the end of the procession lumbered under the weight of ladders, coiled ropes, and huge wooden mallets. They did not speak. There was no need for discussion. Their plans were set, understood by all. The time for doubts, fear, and turning back had passed. Their feet marched in lockstep. The wind blew stinging flakes into eyes hard with determination. They halted in a road where high earthen walls protected estates inside, gazing up at the mansion where their destiny waited. Two stories tall.